Hello, my name is Joe. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. If not, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Pardon me, I didn't understand.
You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. If not, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
So you called to find a testing site?
I'm trying to find, I can't access the portal on your website, so I'm trying to figure out how to sign up to get a vaccine. I'm 70 years old.
Okay, ma'am. It's another number that you need to call. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
855-566.
Yes.
5333.
But it's not that I can use a computer. It says that it's not available to sign up. It's not that I can't do it. It just doesn't work.
Yes, ma'am, because as of right now, they're only pre-registering people only because they don't know when the vaccine is going. I guess they don't have any vaccines at the moment, so they're just pre-registering everybody.
Okay, because on your website it says February 8th, it's for 65 and older, so that's confusing. So
yes,
we can't. Nobody can sign up now at 70?
You can get on the waiting list, the pre-registering list.
So that if I call this 855 number, I can get on the waiting list?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am. Now, I hope I've been able to help. If you need more information, you can always visit the following websites, the Alabama Department of Public Health.org, or you can visit the CDC's website, and that is cdc.gov. Anything else I can do for you?
No, you're helpful. Thank you. Have a
you're
nice
welcome.
Day.
You too, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.